إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدًا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وسلم تسليما كثيرا. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء، واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام، إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم، ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما. أما بعد، فإن أصدق الحديث كتاب الله، وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، وشر الأمور محدثاتها، وكل محدثة بدعة، وكل بدعة ضلالة، وكل ضلالة في النار. All praises due to Allah. We praise Him. We seek His forgiveness. And we ask of His assistance. And we seek refuge in Allah from our evil souls and our bad deeds. Verily, whomever Allah guides to Islam, no one can lead astray. And whomever Allah allows to go astray because they do not want any guidance, then no one can guide. And I bear witness, as you bear witness, that there is no deity worthy of worship except Allah. And that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is his servant and his messenger. Allah says in the Quran interpretation of the meaning in English, O you who believe, have taqwa of Allah by doing the commanded and staying away from the prohibited. The way Allah deserves it, and do not die except as Muslims in a state of submission. O mankind, fear your Lord who created you from a single soul, and from that soul He created its partner, and from them dispersed many men and women upon earth. And fear Allah to whom you demand your mutual rights, and reverence the wombs that bore you. Meaning keep your kinship ties. Verily Allah ever watches over you. All you who believe, have taqwa of Allah and say a good word. He will help you establish good deeds, and He will forgive you your sins. And whomever obeys Allah and His Messenger has attained the greatest success. As to what follows, verily the most truthful speech is the Book of Allah, the Quran. And the best way of life and example to be followed is that of our Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And the worst of affairs are the ones that we introduce and invent in this religion of ours, this deen of ours. Because every newly introduced matter is an innovation, and every innovation will lead us astray, and if we are astray, we'll be going to the fire. Speaking of the fire, brothers in Islam, Allah Jalla wa Ala fi Ula says in the Quran, Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu qu anfusakum wa ahlikum nara wa quduha an-nas wal hijara alayha malaikatum ghilabun shidad la ya'suna Allah ma amarahum wa yaf'aluna ma yu'marun. O you who believe, depending on how much you believe, you will act according to the statement that will come after that from Allah. As Ibn Mas'ud radiyallahu anhu mentioned, all you who believe, check yourself. Where are we from that? Protect yourselves and your family from the fire. Protect yourselves and your family members from the fire. The fuel of this fire is men, human beings, and stones. Upon this fire are angels that are rough and stern. They do not disobey Allah in terms of what He commands them, yet they do everything that Allah commands. This particular advice and admonition from Allah is for anyone who believes. If you believe, You will protect yourself and your family members from the fire. If you don't really believe, you will not. You will live the life of someone who's going straight to the fire. Or at least you will let your children and your wives and your parents and your siblings and your relatives live the life of someone who's going straight to the fire. Our belief is to be measured by this particular verse and others. Regarding this particular verse, there's a hadith from the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam which further explains it. And the hadith of Ibn Umar radiallahu anhu, he said, سمعت رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يقول كلكم راع وكلكم مسؤول عن رعيته الإمام راع ومسؤول عن رعيته الرجل راع في أهله ومسؤول عن رعيته المرأة راعية في بيت زوجها ومسؤولة عن رعيتها الخادم راع في مال سيده ومسؤول عن رعيته فكلكم راع ومسؤول عن رعيته. Each one of you is a guardian, and he is responsible for those who are under his protection and responsibility. The imam, the leader, is a guardian and he is responsible for the people who are under his government. And the man is a guardian in his household and he is responsible for those who are under his protection and responsibility. And the woman is also a guardian in her husband's home regarding his wealth and his children, and she will also be asked in question, and she is responsible. Even the servant, he is responsible for the wealth of his owner and he will be questioned. Then the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, each one of you is a guardian and he is responsible for those under his responsibility. What does that mean, that we will be responsible? What does it mean, mas'ul? Mas'ulun an ra'ayatih comes from the word su'al, question, meaning each one of us will be questioned about those whom we are responsible for. And we better have an answer. If our children are brought up on un-Islamic and in an un-Islamic lifestyle, and they wind up leaving Islam at some point in time, as I have met recently, I met an atheist named Muhammad. Did you hear me? An atheist who doesn't believe in God. His name is Muhammad. I was asking, where was his father, who left him in a foreign country to be raised by strangers? Now he doesn't believe there's a God. Try to convince him there's a God. Talking about amino acids, and we came from energy with gravity, with blah blah blah. Who made this? My friend, I don't know, but it doesn't have to be Allah. That's what he told me. I don't know who, but it doesn't have to be who you say. And his name is Muhammad. My brothers in Islam, this is here. This is recent. So where are our children from that? If we want to know what are the responsibilities of the children in order for them to be effective in this community, then we might as well go to chapter number 31 in the Quran called Surat Luqman. The chapter of Luqman, the wise, Al-Hakim. Allah Azza wa Jalla narrated to us a conversation or a reminder or an admonition that took place between Luqman and his son. Among the first thing that he said, وَإِذْ قَالَ لُقْمَانُ لِبْنِهِ وَهُوَ يَعِذُهُ يَا بُنَيَّ لَا تُشْرِكْ بِاللَّهِ إِنَّ الشِّرْكَ لَظُلْمٌ عَظِيمٌ. As Luqman told his son while he was admonishing him, oh my son, do not associate partners with Allah. Verily, ascribing partners to Allah is a great oppression. This particular opening of the advice is an advice for me and you. The first thing that we must focus on with our children is teaching them tawheed and shirk. And they say, Al-amru bil-shay nahyun an diddih. Wal-nahy an al-shay amrun bi-diddih. When you forbid something, you are automatically commanding the opposite. And when you command something, you are automatically forbidding the opposite. So when he told his son, do not ascribe partners with Allah, that means that you must know Tawheed. You must be sincere to Allah in your worship. So our children are to be educated in this fashion. You grab your son, even if he's 3 years old, 4 years old. You tell him, you see the sun? Allah created the sun. So don't worship the sun, worship the one that created the sun. You see the moon? You give him the same information. You instill in him from young age to know who his Lord is. So he will not reach the point of Muhammad, who became an atheist. He must know what shirk is, so he will leave it alone. And he must know what Tawheed is, so he will implement it in his life. So when Allah will ask you on the Day of Judgment about your responsibility, you will tell Allah Azza wa Jal that I have taught him whatever I was supposed to teach him. If Allah misguides him because he is deviant, then your responsibility is not the same anymore. Allah will not hold you accountable for trying. You convey and Allah is the one who guides. But we will be held accountable when we don't deliver the message. And we're doing it to the strangers and forgetting our children. Later on in the chapter, Luqman told his son, Ya Bunay, O my son, أقم الصلاة وأمر بالمعروف وانهى عن المنكر واصبر على ما أصابك إن ذلك من عزم الأمور. Oh my son, in a gentle way, Ya Bunay, Oh my son, establish the salah. Establish the salah. Shu'aib, Amr ibn Shu'aib, narrated from his father, from his grandfather, who said, قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم مروا أولادكم بالصلاة وهم أبناء سبع واضربوهم عليها وهم أبناء عشر وفرقوا بينهم في المضاجع. He said, the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم said, command your children to pray at the age of seven. As soon as your son or daughter becomes 7 years old, they are expected to establish the salah consistently, even Fajr, and beat them if they don't do it if they reach the age of 10. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, for your information, never raised his hand against anyone. He never beat a woman, never beat a child, never beat a servant, except when he was fighting in the cause of Allah. This is the only time that he raised his hand. Otherwise, he never beat anyone. Yet he told us to beat our children. It doesn't mean that you make him a punching bag, as some people who don't understand the deen do. He come and grab his young child and beat him to death. That's not what is intended. This is means of reprimanding. Something avoiding the face, avoiding the head, something slight to let him know that you are serious about the salah. And separate between them when they sleep in the bed, when they become 10. So a brother and a sister don't sleep in the same bed, in order to leave the shaitan far, to keep him far away from the Muslims and those other societies who practice incest, where a person will marry his daughter and his sister, a'udhu billah, and then they want to be make it legal, and they fight for their rights and they have children. Total abnormalities. Islam came to protect the society from any deviance of this fashion. So establishing the salah. وَأْمُرْ أَهْلَكَ بِالصَّلَاةِ وَاصْطَبِرْ عَلَيْهَا لَا نَسْأَلُكَ رِزْقًا نَحْنُ نَرْزُقُكَ وَالْعَاقِبَةُ لِلتَّقْوَى. Allah Jalla wa'ala says in the Quran, and command your family to establish the salah and be patient upon doing so. We don't ask you of any sustenance, we sustain you, and the good end is for the people of taqwa. Then Luqman told his son, وَأْمُرْ بِالْمَعْرُوفِ وَانْهَ عَنِ الْمُنْكَرِ. Establish what is good, enjoin the good, and forbid the evil. This cannot be done unless you have knowledge. So if your son knows every game and Sony and Xbox and Nintendo, and you know them better than I do, and he knows every cartoon and every character and every soccer player and every basketball player and every tennis player, but he does not know anything of the deen, what will you tell Allah on the Day of Judgment? Did Allah create you to play along with your children? La wallah. La wallah. وَمَا خَلَقْتُ الْجِنَّ وَالْإِنسَ إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونَ. It is for worship, my brothers. You may have some entertainment because this is part of human nature, but we don't make entertainment the objective of life and leave alone why we're here. These poor children who are being fed the most evil of ideas, even the simplest Disney movies. What do you know about the Disney movies? The Little Mermaid. You think, ya akhi, this is nothing. Just some cartoon. Yes. A half-naked woman who loves some man who lives on land. So she runs away from her father to meet with her lover. Yes, that's what you're teaching your child. So sooner or later he will do this in his life. And he will say, hey, what happened? He was brainwashed when he was young. But you didn't know, and he didn't know, or she didn't know. Instead of having a library at home for books, grabbing these children, telling them the stories of the prophets, teaching them, educating them, so they will have knowledge to enjoy the good and forbid the evil. This is Luqman telling his young boy, enjoy the good and forbid the evil. And be patient. Be patient regarding that which befalls you. Verily, this is from things that require determination. Patience. Having patience has been taught to us by another young man. His name is Ismail. His name is Ismail. If you don't know the Arabic one. And everybody knows the story of Ibrahim. فَلَمَّا بَلَغَ مَعَهُ السَّعْيَ قَالَ يَا بُنَيَّ إِنِّي أَرَى فِي الْمَنَامِ أَنِّي أَذْبَحُكَ فَانْظُرْ مَاذَا تَرَى قَالَ يَا أَبَتِ فَعَلْ مَا تُؤْمَرْ سَتَجِدُنِي إِنْ شَاءَ اللَّهُ مِنَ الصَّابِرِينَ. When Ibrahim's son Ismail became of age to walk with his father, his heart became attached to him as one of us is attached to his son. Allah wanted to test his love. Is he going to remain dedicated to Allah, or is he going to love other than Allah more than he loves Allah? So Allah revealed to him in a dream that you shall slaughter your son. So he told him in a gentle way, my son, I saw in the dream that I am to slaughter you. What do you say about this? He consulted him. He told him in return, oh my father, do as you are commanded. Verily, you will find me by the will of Allah among the patient. This is a young man. His father is telling him, I'm going to put you down and put a knife to your neck and cut it off. He told him, do what you are commanded. You will find me, inshallah, among the patient. This is patience, and he was patient. He carried it out, but Allah saved him and made him sacrifice an animal instead. Mercy from Allah. Then Luqman went on to tell to his son, وَلَا تُصَعِرْ خَدَّكَ لِلنَّاسِ وَلَا تَمْشِ فِي الْأَرْضِ مَرَحًا إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يُحِبُّ كُلَّ مُخْتَالٍ فَخُورٍ. And do not turn your face with arrogance away from people. And do not walk upon earth exultantly, arrogantly. Verily Allah does not love every self-deluded, boastful individual. These are all the characteristics of the arrogant people. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, لَا يَدْخُلُ الْجَنَّةَ مَنْ كَانَ فِي قَلْبِهِ مِثْقَالُ ذَرَّةٍ مِنْ كِبْرٍ أَوْ كَمَا قَالَ صَلَوَاتُ رَبِّي وَسَلَامُ عَلَيْهِ. He will not enter paradise, anyone who has a grain of arrogance in his heart. And these qualities of turning away from the people as if you are better than them, and walking upon earth arrogantly, Allah does not love these qualities. So our children need to be humble. Sometimes our children, because they are of some nationality, treat a person who is 50 years older from another nationality as if he's a servant for them. Because he is of this background and he is of that background. And I've seen this with my eyes. This is nonsense in Islam. Where you come from equals nothing if you don't fear Allah. Your child should not disrespect anyone who's older than him. It doesn't matter where he comes from. This is our responsibility. No discrimination in Islam. But people practice it today in the name of Islam and they think they are upon their deen. This is not the qualities of the humble servants of Allah, my brothers in Islam. So we need to check ourselves and check our children. And in the second part of the khutbah, I will continue bi-idhnillah the advice that Luqman gave to his son. And we will see how we could benefit from that in our lives. I say what I say, and ask Allah Azza wa Jalla to pardon me and you for our shortcomings. بحمد الله حمدا كثيرا طيبا مباركا فيه، وصلى الله وسلم وبارك على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. All praise is due to Allah, and may Allah send the peace and blessings upon Prophet Muhammad and exalt his mention. Brothers in Islam, Luqman went on to tell his son, وَقْصِدْ فِي مَشِّكْ وَغْضُضْ مِنْ صَوْتِكَ إِنَّ أَنْكَرَ الْأَصْوَاتِ لَصَوْتُ الْحَمِيرِ. And walk upon earth moderately, and lower your voice. Verily, the most disagreeable and detested of voices is that of the donkeys. So don't be screaming. What I'm doing here, as I have explained before, is what the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to do during the khutbah. His voice will get loud, his eyes will get red, and he will become angry, as if he's a chief in the army, telling the people, they're gonna come upon you in the morning, they're gonna come upon you in the evening. That's a special rule for Jumu'ah. But when you are speaking with the people and giving da'wah, then we are to observe low voice, gentleness in our speech. Now finally, these particular advices from Luqman to his son have been revealed in the Quran, not for the mere recitation, as we dealt with last week. This is for us, my brothers, to read, understand, and implement. So what is expected of me and you is when we are with our children, we give them the same advice. My son or my daughter, establish the salah. Forbid what is good. Forbid what is evil and enjoin what is good. And the rest of the advice from Luqman. Why? Because no one dares to throw his son or daughter in the fire. If we were to start a fire right here, I dare any one of us to bring his child and throw him in the fire. Wallahi, no one will dare. Unless he is crazy. Unless a person is lunatic. But any person with a sound mind will not throw his child in the fire. But some of us, my brothers, allow our children to live the life of someone who will be going to a fire not as small as the one we make in the dunya. One that is 70 times more severe. One that may be eternal, if they wind up leaving Islam, as it happened with Muhammad the atheist. If we truly love our children, it's not about giving them money and giving them a degree and a diploma and providing them a nice accommodation and house. It's about making sure that he goes to Jannah and Allah protects him from the fire. This is true love. Otherwise, you are spoiling your child. You are killing your child slowly. You are dragging your child to the hellfire, whether you recognize it or not. The objective of this talk today is that we will change our ways. It's not about Sony PlayStation anymore. It's about the Quran. It's not about cartoon. It's about how the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam lived his life. It's about your son being righteous after you die, so he will supplicate to Allah to save you from the fire. Otherwise, he will not care. Brothers, take this reminder seriously. Children are valuable. They're precious. If you protect them, Allah will help you in protecting them, and Allah will help you establish His deen on earth. If you neglect them, then Allah may neglect you and your children. And on the day of judgment, you will have no one to help. Ask Allah Azza wa Jal to pardon us for our shortcomings, and to guide us to that which is pleasing to Him, and to forgive the Muslims for their sins, and to make us among those who listen to the reminder and follow the best of it. هذا والحمد لله وصلى الله وسلم وبارك على نبينا محمد أقم الصلاة. استووا اعتدلوا. Close the gaps. Don't leave any gaps for the shaitan brothers. Straighten the rows. الله أكبر. الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم
مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين آمين. والعصر إن الإنسان لفي خسر إلا الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات وتواصوا بالحق وتواصوا بالصبر. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين آمين. ألهاكم التكاثر حتى زرتم المقابر كلا سوف تعلمون ثم كلا سوف تعلمون كلا لو تعلمون علم اليقين لترون الجحيم ثم لترونها عين اليقين ثم لتسألن يومئذ عن النعيم. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله.